Blog Talk Radio.
You ready?
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What's up, ladies and germs? It's the one, the only Brian Rails. Brian freaking Rails, that is. Tonight, folks, marks the 1,000th episode of SmackDown Live. Now, what surprises will be in store for tonight, I don't know, but I am excited. Tonight's also a mixed match challenge, and it's still fun, you know, to watch. The winner gets to donate to his or her charity. All right, Granny Hoaxer. Well, actually, folks, proof is in the pudding. She is now known as Granny Villain / Hoaxer. Although I don't think she'll agree when I put her online, but there is pictures from WFC, folks. She posed. She cannot deny it. That Bible is starting to ring true now, isn't it? Welcome to the folks, Granny Villain / Hoaxer.
Hello, B-Train. And no, if you saw the picture on Facebook, which I know which picture you're talking about, okay, it's the 7th anniversary show on Saturday, and I knew you would get a big kick out of this. Clicked over, the head of the security guy had one of those kids replica, you know, championship belts. And he spray painted on there in black letters, NWO. And they were trying to find some red spray paint to put a red V, like, in the middle of the belt, which I didn't have any red spray paint, thank goodness. But they were calling me Granny Hollywood. That Granny Hollywood made an appearance at the 7th anniversary show. Okay. I did this for the big kids, like Cliff Dover and Kevin Moore. I did this for the big kids. You know, I did this. It was all in fun. It was just a joke. I am not turning heel. I'm not turning heel, B-Train. I'm not turning heel, you know. And, I tried to call in a few minutes ago, and you weren't quite on the air yet, and I had to make really one quick phone call about something. So that's why I was a few minutes late calling in. And I apologize to you and all the fans out there. But, no, Granny is not turning villain. I'm not turning villain. I'm not a villain. No. Not going to happen,
you
folks.
Know what, Granny,
not going to happen.
Granny also turned fandoms. Do you know that she jumped ship and now she cheers for the New England Patriots? I knew it all along.
No. I am not a Patriots fan. I do not like the Patriots. I was a little frustrated with
with
that game Sunday night because there were some questionable calls on there. And you know what? I mean, I'm going to throw this out here, B-Train. I'm going to throw this out here.
Uh-huh.
Win or lose, I will always be a Chiefs fan no matter what. Yes, my Chiefs made a great attempt to try to come back and win. They tied it up 40-40. you know, but there were some questionable calls that there was one defensive pass interference call that they called on Kansas City that the catch was not a catchable ball, and I think that was a bad call. But that's just my personal opinion. But, you know, I figured my Chiefs were not going to win that game. You know, they tried their best. They came back really good in the second half. But, you know, we're just going to shake it off. We're going to shake off that loss. We're going to focus on winning Sunday against Cincinnati. So
I think it's, you know, it's funny, Granny. A lot of these games this year are ending in controversy. One of them was Pittsburgh-Cincinnati. And I don't know if you saw that game or heard about it, but Cincinnati thinks they got screwed.
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it. I saw bits and pieces of it.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, is it something the Chiefs said, Granny? Because that's now two games in a row that fans have thrown beer and flipped them off, which is retarded, folks. I ain't a Chiefs fan, but if I catch one of you throwing, you know, beer at somebody, that just shows you how classless you are. And you know what?
Well,
it's
from what I understand, B-Train, that fan that flipped him off and threw the beer got banned from that stadium permanently.
Wow.
They should have did that to the fan up there in Denver that flipped off Lamar Hunt, when he scored against Denver.
Well, you know, Granny, it's just like this. I just want to say this, fans, just on an unrelated WWE/wrestling note, if you're an idiot and you decide that you want to take on a football player because you think they won't do something, just watch. One of these games, a fan's going to get walloped pretty bad. And Granny and I are just going to sit back and laugh at you because you brought it on yourself. This goes for everything and anything involving fandom, okay? You watch wrestling, you watch football, you don't go there to try and be badass, okay? That's the last thing you guys need to be doing. Granny, some idiot brought a one of those stupid fog horns they didn't allow. Somehow he got a small one, an air horn, put it in his short pocket, and I'm like, well, it's 46 degrees, what the fuck? And just out of nowhere, you hear a fog horn, and you're like, okay, I thought those went out of style in 1998, but I guess not.
No, they still have them around, unfortunately, you know, but
you know, you go to these events, folks, I'm going to talk to you briefly. Before we get into the festivities, you normally hear CM Punk and his theme. You will hear in a bit, because, Granny, I got to tell you a story. Kurt and I went to Nashville while you were at WFC playing the role of Granny Villain. But, you know.
Nashville, by the way.
It was a lot of fun. We went to the Parthenon, not only that, but Kurt he always leaves good impressions, Granny, on every promotion that he goes through. And the promoter, Frank Sr., was impressed with Curtis, you know. He went and helped set up the ring, and it was originally supposed to be five of us, Granny, but I'll get to that later. When you see your best friend, Suplex, he was formerly known as Brodus Clay. That's how some of us know him. But he suplexed Tyrus. That dude is not he's not a featherweight, Granny. He's 400
not a small
pounds.
Boy. I saw that picture on Facebook where he suplexed him.
I tell you what, folks, there's a reason why they call him Suplex Cyclone, is because if you haven't seen one of Kurt's matches or Kurt Gannon's matches, you can go to his YouTube page and just see how big a guy is that he can suplex. It's no joke, man. I mean, that match, he got complimented, Granny, you know, by Tyrus. I'm not going to go too further into detail, but Tyrus really liked working with Kurt. I mean, there's just positive vibes all around. And yeah, it was rough on the drive back home for the two of us. We rented a car and whatnot, went sightseeing. Nashville, folks, is really nice. Memphis is okay, but it ain't no Nashville, let me tell you. Their downtown is huge. Of course,
yes.
This is funny, Granny. Kurt and I said, well, wouldn't want to go here during the weekend, but we sure as hell would love to go during the weekday. I mean,
it was
huge.
It was, I was in Nashville. I was in Nashville back in 2013 when TCW was running. We went to there. They opened for the Tennessee State Fair. So we didn't get to see a lot of Nashville, but I've been to Nashville a couple of different times, you know, so.
I mean, it's a lot of fun, folks. It's like, how do I put this? I'm so fucking proud of my brother. It's not even, you know, it's funny. He goes, what did you think of the show? I said, meh. I was just teasing because I'm about to pick up my glasses, Granny. And I picked up, you know, my glasses sooner. I could have enjoyed the show a lot more. But here's the thing. What Kurt is doing, folks, is something that is an old school way of doing things in pro wrestling. And that's, you know, just share. You didn't have social media back then to share these promotions out there. But, Granny, I'm telling you the names that were there: Jeff Jarrett, Terry Runnels, Tommy Dreamer was there, Robbie E. I mean, Kid Cash was there. So, in other words, it was a stat card at in Nashville, the fairgrounds in Nashville, and Jerry Lawler apparently wrestled inside that building. Nashville Fairgrounds is where it was. And that thing, there were 600 people there, Granny. I mean, it was packed.
Wow.
So Kurt, not only did he impress the fans by getting Tyrus over, I mean, this happens quite a bit with him. And, you know, it first happened in CEW when he suplexed Mark. And that dude's no lightweight either. I mean, that's 370. That's 400 pounds right there too. So I mean, it was kind of, I wasn't laughing, but I was trying not to. But in the car, on the car, he's like, man, I'm so sore, so tired. We pulled it together, Granny, and it was just one trip that I wish I had more time to do stuff, but we weren't there to sightsee. Kurt and I normally take care of business, or Kurt takes care of business when it comes to pro wrestling. And again, he left a good impression on the promoter. They're going to think about bringing him back for the next show. And that's going to be exciting. I also noticed on Facebook, Granny, that, hang on one second. Anyways, folks, you know, I noticed, Granny, that Drake Gallows' ankle, holy crap, on a cracker.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened there. I know that happened. I think that happened at Mid-South in Oklahoma City. I'm not either that or BPW Saturday Night. I'm not sure where that exactly happened at, but. Yeah,
I
that
was looking
pretty
at it like,
bad.
Holy crap. I was like, man, somebody might have to mutate Drake's foot because it looks so purple and black and red.
Yeah, but he said he could walk on it. He said it wasn't broken, so I don't know what in the world he did to it. But, you know, last night we had James Ellsworth on, and actually he was only on about 10 or 15 minutes, you know, but he was actually decent. And Icon didn't even, you know, it was kind of funny. Icon said, oh, you're one of my favorite wrestlers, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, right, you know, whatever. I didn't get a chance to really say anything to James Ellsworth, but, you know, it was kind of funny because our one guest, one of our guests had to cancel. So Icon found a substitute person. So after Ellsworth got off the phone, we still had like 30 minutes left of the show. So basically, I can't ask Granny some questions about WFC and, you know, and he asked me, he says, now, Granny, I got a question. He says, do you, like, know these wrestlers? Like, are they friends of yours? I said, yeah, they are. I said, a lot of them I've known for many years. Some of them I've known for a few years here and there. But the biggest part of them I've known for quite some time. But it's kind of funny because last week when we had Brian Thompson on our show, you know, Icon did not realize that when I had mentioned to him about bringing Brian Thompson on, that Brian Thompson and I had a history back when TCW ran, you know. And I guess some of the fans were, like, messaging Icon, like, hey, what's the deal? Why are you trying to get Granny in trouble with this guy, you know, with Brian Thompson? So I kind of had to, like, set everything straight, you know, with, you know, like, okay, fans, this is the way it is. Yes, Brian Thompson and I, we've been friends. Like, I met Brian back in 2011 when I first started going to TCW. You know, we've been friends about, you know, almost 8 years now, you know, and everything. And we have a lot of fun together. He talks smack to me. I talk smack right back to him, you know. So it's all in good fun, you know. And I forgot to tell Icon and Big Swing about the picture that they took of me, you know. And, of course, my good friend Amanda, she used to be head of security for WFC. And she says, I can't believe you did that, Granny. She says, I'm so sorry I wasn't there to protect you. I said, it's okay. I said, it was all in good fun. I said, I did it for the big kids like Cliff and Kevin. And then I put LOL, you know, like smiley face, you know, because it was all a big joke. It really was nothing but a big joke. And then I went back when I shared the picture. I went back. I said, yes, I was blackmailed and forced to do this, you know, like, you know. And I told my son, I said, yeah, B-Train. I mean, when he sees that picture, I said, he's going to get a big major kick out of this. And you ought to heard my son laugh. Oh, my God. He just laughed his head off like, okay. And we took we took Anthony's other little dog, Logan, with us Saturday because we didn't feel right about taking both dogs. So Anthony's neighbor took Mysterio outside a few times throughout the day while we were gone. But I'll tell you, everybody loved Logan, everybody, you know, and we were doing the silent auction and somebody said, oh, we need to sell the puppy. And Tuck's like, no, Logan's not for sale. He's our mascot. Logan had a great time. I mean, he just laid there and slept. I mean, he going down to Claremore, he you know, like you put a baby in a car seat and you go on a trip and the baby falls asleep. That's what Logan did. He slept all the way down, slept all the way back home, slept periodically throughout the day, you know. But did he get the attention and the love from people. Oh my goodness, the dog is even more spoiled than what he was when Anthony first got him. So, you know, we it was a great show. 7th anniversary show. All the titles changed with the exception of one. And because Tim Rockwell used a set of brass knuckles, Paul Puerto Rico is going to be able to get his rematch. No villains, no weapons, nothing. Surely his crowbar got taken to the back because one of the villains came out to distract the referee, and Tim Rockwell took Shirley and tossed it to Paul and then fell down on the ring like Paul had hit Tim with Shirley, which the referee knew that did not happen. Tommy Dean, he actually threw Alex through a table. He would have been the Hometown Heroes Championship. However, John Cross was at ringside, and he pulled Alex out of the ring really quick, put him on the floor, and then he laid under the table like to make it look like when the referee came to, made it look like that Tommy Dean had put John Cross to the table. And we're all trying to tell the referee, no, that's not the way it happened. So JD comes out to congratulate Alex. Well, he goes to shake John Cross's hand, and he puts in John Cross in his finishing move, in JD's finishing move, and takes John Cross out. And he says, Alex, you would have done this to me. I'm doing this to you. I'm cashing in my Ryder Cup. He cashed in the Ryder Cup, and he pinned Alex 1-2-3 in the ring, and now JD is not only the Ryder Cup championship, but he is now our new Hometown Heroes championship. And Cruz and Crane, they had the gauntlet match, you know, and they thought they had taken out all the tag teams. They thought they were victorious, and Dexter was in charge because Stryker was actually in Texas at a funeral that weekend. So Stryker was not in attendance, so he put Dexter Hardaway in charge. Dexter says, we have one more tag team coming out. We have one more surprise. And I had seen Riker come in earlier before the show, and I got to think, and I saw Riker in his gear, and I thought, I wonder. Because, you know, Mr. Nasty, several months ago, had actually been beat up by the villains, got hurt, had to have surgery. Well, all of a sudden, they start playing this music, and all of a sudden, you see the names on the TV screen, Riker and Nasty, and oh, I thought the roof was going to cave in, B-Train. My God. But now, Nasty's character is no longer the Creole Soul, Mr. Nasty. He is the Bishop Nasty, and him and Riker came out, and they took care of business. And the Bishop Nasty and Riker, Wizard of the Sea, are now our WFC Tag Team Champions, which I was very happy about. Lots of great surprises, lots of great matches, another amazing anniversary show. Barrett Brown against Aaron Anders. Oh, that was a back-and-forth match. Barrett Brown was victorious over Aaron Anders, but still an amazing match. JD beat Double D, last man standing match. You know, he got his Ryder Cup back, you know, from Double Dork and everything. I call him Double Dork, folks. He's the definition of definition. He goes by Double D. Granny calls him Double Dork because I don't like him. But anyways, just a great night at WFC. I mean, we got Halloween show coming up the 27th of October. Just a great night. So,
Granny, we're going to transition into what I like to call the confused what the fuck Monday Night Raw. I think they're really trying to make us upset because, folks, if you understand who's running the show, it's not about, you know, who goes over, but son of a fucking bitch, dude, pull the trigger on Ambrose. My God, the Shield comes back one more goddamn time. I'm just going to vow right here and right now, I love Lita and Trish, but if I wanted to see Maury Povich or Montel or any of the old, you know, talk shows where they, Granny, counted, there's like four or five promos that night. My God. It was Undertaker, Kane, Triple H, Shawn Michaels. And like, if I wanted to watch people talk, why didn't I just play the new 2K19 game, which is now available in your local GameStops, Best Buys, and anywhere that games are sold. I don't know. I kept thinking, SmackDown Live, SmackDown Live, SmackDown Live. They're torturing me, folks, by switching me to days just for the time being until, and this is funny, hey, Adrian gets back. I can literally do that because, this is a side note, the person that I relieve normally on weekdays at LaGuardia, his name is Adrian. So if I had a cleft chin and various good looks like Sly Stallone, I could literally walk up to him and say, hey, Adrian, you know Ross sucked last night? I've done that before. I have literally done that before. It's just, I don't know. Braun Strowman, it's funny though, Granny, because they were the ones predicting that the Shield would implode I'm sort of confused, though, because they had Ambrose, his qualifying match for the Best in the World Cup in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, which I don't think it's a good idea to hold a pay-per-view over there due to the controversy that's going on. But you're going to lose billions of dollars that the Saudi Arabians, you know, have given WWE, so the show must go on. Anyways, there's a qualifying match. So first match of the night, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Very good. You know, Ambrose comes out of nowhere, though, to help Rollins secure the victory. Rollins tries to return the favor because it's Ambrose versus McIntyre. Ambrose versus Ziggler. And you know, Granny, that Ziggler likes to pull shit. You know, just like New England,
oh, yeah,
or just like any other team that likes to get favored, right? So the official didn't see this, but okay. So Rollins ends up fighting on the outside McIntyre. What I just find alluring is how quickly Ambrose got upset, Granny. Now you think, well, shit, here comes the implosion of the Shield. No, not quite, folks. They WWE just, not in general as a staff, but in general, just gives us something to bitch about. And one of those things is, if you don't pull the fucking proverbial trigger in wrestling and take advantage of this, guess what? Ring of Honor, CZW, New Japan, ICW, they're going to obliterate you. Because those companies may not be affiliated with World Wrestling Entertainment, they kind of are. Those companies are giving the fans exactly what they would like to see, whether it be Joey Janela throwing a Cracker Barrel at Hangman Page, which I still laugh my ass off because it looks like America's Funniest Home Videos. I tried to find positive last night, Granny. I just couldn't. You know, it's one thing. Okay, the Riot Squad, why do they keep doing this? 3-on-3 bullshit. Oh, and Granny, the only thing I thoroughly enjoyed was when Rousey completely destroyed the Bella Twins verbally.
The security.
That was great.
Yeah, and the security guards.
Well, those poor security guards, I swear. I mean, Rhonda probably went to the back and said, hey, did I hurt you? You know, but you don't see that on screen, folks. But I'm saying there's one bright side to Monday Night Raw, and that was, I can't stand the Bella Twins. I never have liked them too, except for when one of them made the correct mistake when they were in, you know, San Francisco 40 Winer Stadium. Nikki Bella, probably because she's the dumber sister, and I say that nicely because I can. I've actually met the Bellas, and I, on personal assessment on those two, I can tell you they're not too bright. Okay. What Rhonda was saying was true. Their desperate attempt for attention. And, you know, it's funny, they're playing to the crowd and they're saying, well, we were Divas champion. We created Evolution. No, what you did is give the stereotype, which is what Rhonda said about you two. You gave the stereotype and you plagiarized your men's move. I about died laughing. Because,
yeah,
Bella Twins, folks, it's, they're a bunch of, okay, there are two people that you look back in wrestling history, they've been healed, they've been babyface, I don't care. But for Nikki Bella to get championships, I was the longest reigning Divas champion. So you got an ugly ass belt that looked so fucking horrible, and you represented an era in which basically just completely made women look really bad, made them look like ditzes. Like, okay, so some people say Nikki Bella had pull. I wonder why. And I don't have, like I said, I don't care about hating on John Cena because that's not my place. I'm not in the company. Once upon a time, tried out, and it didn't quite work out for me. But the point is, Monday Night Raw, their one lone bright spot is when the Bella Twins got straight up dissed. And I don't care, they was over playing off the crowd. Guess what? Ronda Rousey's telling the truth. And it may sound like a mark out
yep.
moment here, but you know what? When the Bella Twins sat there last night and tried to play off the crowd, good job. You got booed in Philly. Most people will sit there, Granny, and be like, oh, well, I want to go see the Bella Twins because their autographs are free. Yeah, that's the only thing there for free, because if you notice Bree's moveset, it's straight up a ripoff of her husband. Those kicks to the chest, And the crowd chants yes. I wonder, where'd she get it from? Nikki Bella. The STF. The fact that John Cena showed you the door and kicked your ass out, girl, is beyond, you know, beyond the relief that somebody said it instead of me. Thank you, Rhonda.
Yep.
I mean, it's the first, you know, decent thing that she's done in my eyes. Because, you know, she's working on it, Granny. You can tell she's trying. She stumbled a little bit, but she got through that promo. And I'm pretty sure when Trish Stratus and Lita were about to throw down with Alexa and Mickey, I understand that promo tease, but DX and Undertaker, oh, I mean, come on. From a disclosed location. Can you say bullshit? They were in the back of the arena. And I'm sitting there like, where the fuck was this last week? I mean, I would have rather heard the gong and then the crowd would pop. But now we're not going to dwell on the past. Let's just think of the future, shall we? Or look at the past episode. And that is,
yep,
overall, those 3 hours, it was so hard, Granny. I mean, they had matches, but it was just, I don't know. Like, I say this time and time again, you don't need 3 hours for a TV show because, one, you can look into these factors. Kids, they have school the next day. So their bedtime might be 9 o'clock or depending on what it is. And I got to tell you, Granny, I'm just at the point where I don't feel like no one stands up, you know, anymore unless you're a wrestling fan and goes, hey, you know what, did you see Monday Night Raw? Unless you're a wrestling fan, you will not hear those words. You just say, okay, well, did you catch SmackDown Live? And it's like, yeah, I caught this match, that match, and this match. Because SmackDown Live, folks, is celebrating its 1,000th episode tonight. That's amazing. That means, Granny, that this aired in 1999. And I remember because with SmackDown Live, it was supposed to be a spinoff of The Rock's catchphrase, I'm going to lay it the smack it down on your candy ass. Well, folks, that then spawned a show. And here's some known facts for you. SmackDown Live wasn't supposed to be the premiere show. It was just supposed to be the B show that, you know, it's a beta type to compete with WCW Thunder. And I gotta say, I'm excited, Granny, because, look, Evolution's going to be there tonight, Undertaker, Edge. They said maybe the Dudley Boys, maybe a few names that are familiar with SmackDown Live, Rhino. I mean, a lot of things, folks, that's positive about SmackDown Live. Okay?
Well, you know, B-Train, Icon mentioned something last night that I thought was quite interesting, and I had not actually seen this. And I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently there was a tweet made by Vince McMahon, I guess. Somebody, he saw it on Facebook or something. He saw it somewhere, and we were discussing this last night. They mentioned the fact about Crown Jewels was not going to be in Saudi Arabia because they do not allow women to wrestle in Saudi Arabia. Apparently, WWE is moving Crown Jewels to somewhere else other than Saudi Arabia. I don't know if that's true or not.
I can tell you they can't back out on the contract because the person controlling this, I do not know his name. But, yes, women are not allowed to wrestle in Saudi Arabia, which is a crock of shit. This is the 21st, you know, this is a century in which women are allowed to pretty much do anything and everything the man can. So, I gotta say, folks, if you
well,
sit there,
From I mean, but from the way the tweet sounded, it sounds like WWE is not going to be doing Crown Jewels in Saudi Arabia. They mentioned something about North Korea.
Well,
I don't know if that's true or not, but
I think so. And I can say that tweet was the tweet, Granny. Okay, I'm Vince McMahon. I'm gonna look that up right now on Twitter because for real.
I mean, I don't use Twitter. I don't use Twitter. I don't know that much about Twitter. I don't have a Twitter account, so I don't know anything about Twitter. But that's just what Icon was mentioning because he asked me if I had seen it. And I said no, I had not, and I just thought that was kind of interesting that that was, you know, that he mentioned that. But
well, let me check Vince's because I do follow him on Twitter. I know that's the most Marcus thing to say. I didn't even know Vince. Well, let's see here. Yeah, it says it's got a tweet about Dusty Rhodes, and it says they broke the mold and they made Dusty Rhodes. Thinking. Okay, then it's got another tweet about Bruno Sammartino. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so. Yeah, Granny, there's nothing on there on his actual Twitter. Something or someone generated that and just made people talk about it. So Stephanie McMahon's on here. Hunter, of course. Oh, goodness, Patriots fans. I knew the McMahons liked the team, I guess, because they live so close to Connecticut. The closest distant team is New England, of course, unfortunately. Okay, so, yeah, there's no tweets in regards to that. I mean, I think somebody just was making it as a joke. So, no harm done.
Well, I just, you know, like I said, I didn't think it was true, but, you know, you never know. I mean,
it's always good to double-check because, you know, anyways, folks, here's what I'm going to say. When a company goes to a foreign country, you know, they've been to Saudi Arabia once. And boy, the only highlight of that whole entire night, aside from the controversial ending between Roman and Brock Lesnar, which, Granny, I still call bullshit on WWE's end, because we all know, as fans, that whosoever feet hit the ground first ends up winning the match. So there better not be any controversy in fucking Riyadh, or I'm just going to be like, you know, if we wanted to see what we see in the States, we could easily just turn on USA Network and watch your show. I mean, Granny, I'm excited about SmackDown Live for the longest time, especially seeing as how it's the 1,000th episode, folks. You can catch it on USA Network. There are live streams, but I suggest you don't do that. I suggest for those who don't get the time to watch SmackDown Live, you can go to Hulu. It's $11.99 commercial-free. Gasp, commercial-free, because I hate commercials. Trust me, I kind of laugh at the ones with side effects. You know, they have pills like, if you take this aspirin, Granny Hulkster will then turn into Granny Villain, and she cannot turn back. See, side effects like that. Now,
oh, that's funny.
It's just, you know, folks, it's one of those things, it's one of those days where I'm going to sit here, and before I hit Off the Rails Uncensored on Tuesday, this Tuesday edition, I gotta say, Granny, my brain is trying to fathom, okay, which shift am I going to work after somebody's 3-week vacation? But I have just had, you know, certain vibes off of some people. And before I get to Off the Rails and Censored, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, folks. If you're not, you know, helping out, that's fine. You're an evil jerk face, you know, because cancer sucks. My dad has prostate cancer. I've had various relatives that have cancer, have passed away from cancer. I'm sure Granny Hulkster has had family members, best friends, people she knows at WFC who have gone through cancer. It sucks. Go to Komen.org tonight, today, tomorrow, whenever you have a chance, and find and help fund the research to fight the good fight against this suckish thing called cancer. That's Komen.org, ConnorsCure.com, MakeAWish.com. Just make sure you guys know that you donate your time, you donate to the WWE shop. You know, if you want to donate for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it'll help women help, you know, fight it long and live longer. There's more than just chemotherapy now. I mean, we're in 2018. So if you want, folks, you know, for more information, you can message me at WrestleRadioNetwork.com or Wrestle_Radio.com, because I believe in fighting the good fight against cancer. Not just that, but it's doing something that make you feel better as a person and make you feel better as a whole. Okay, so fight the good fight against cancer, kick it square in the ass. And this is part of the advertisement. If you would like to go to a wrestling school and go to a Marty Jones seminar, go to monsterfactory.org or Eventbrite, type in, search in Monster Factory Seminar Marty Jones, come pop up. It was $100. Danny had a one-time deal. You can still sign up and go to the camp. It is in Paulsboro, New Jersey. If you would like more information on how to sign up for this camp, email Danny at monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. That's monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. Make your dreams of becoming a professional wrestler. The structure of said dreams start with a beginning. Invest in yourself. Go to monsterfactory.org. All right, folks. Granny, I'm going to dive into what I was trying to dive in last night. But I figure I'm going to fill you in as soon as you, you know, buckle up your seatbelts, folks. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Granny and I are not responsible for all lost items, frothing at the mouth, and throwing beer at people like a dumbass in New England. All right. Get ready, folks, to enter B-Train's mind. Dig it. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. I've talked about etiquette on this show. I've talked about if you travel or if you make plans for something, you don't break commitments. And I think, folks, I'm going to address the situation that happened. I'm not going to name names, but I did mention earlier in the show that I was going to touch base with what happened with Nashville. Granny, there's supposed to be 5 of us. You do realize Kurt and I are very close, like Sean and Hunter, like various other duos you can think of in professional wrestling. I just want to go out on a limb here and say, if you tell someone, this is the irritating part, Granny, Kurt told these guys a month ahead of time, hey, can you come with us? This is the plan. This is the outline. This is what the deal is. And they sat there, Granny, and canceled last minute.
Wow.
Yeah, and he told these guys a month ahead of time, hey, we're going to Nashville. We are, you know, here's the hotel plan. I was even going to bring an inflatable mattress for somebody to sleep on. That's not the problem, Granny. The problem was, when you lie about losing your job, I have been fired on two or three different occasions. I do not post that shit on Facebook. I do not post it on any kind of social media. Why? That just
it's nobody's business. It's nobody's business. It's nobody's business but your own.
Yeah, and you know what, Granny? What's suspicious to me is if you're going to lie, lie up. Don't say, this is hilarious to me. Well, I was in a meeting for a set amount of hours, and then they fired me afterwards. I mean, it's a possibility. I'm not ruling it out. But, Granny, come on. I just want to, hang on a minute. Anyway, Granny, you know what? I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
I just had to collect my thoughts, but the person lied about losing his job. I'm sorry. When you still have your job posted on Facebook, sir, you're a complete bullshit fucking liar. And two, I'm going to call you out on your shit for the people who live in St. Louis. Do you know why? Because if you're going to go to the Elden show at New Breed, this is going to be a CM Punk-like pipe bomb. If you're going to go to the show in Elden because it's closer, because this is the reaction, Granny, I had on my face when Kurt showed me the message between this person and him. I said, so why did it take this person 3 messages to respond? Like, it was paragraphs. He's like, hey, where do you live? B-Train can pick you up. My motherfucker, Granny, I flew from LaGuardia to Nashville, which is hilarious. I flew from Nashville to Kansas City. From there, Granny, I only had 4 hours of sleep. Went home, took a nap, watched some movies. Had me a good time, relaxed. And Kurt said, well, I guess, so-and-so is not going. Folks, when you have a commitment that you were told about a month ahead of fucking time, do you know
exactly
how many people would, Granny, would chomp at the bit to get an opportunity? Like if Tim Rockwell said, hey, I want you to manage the villains, I want you to be the guy, the hype guy, or one of the hype guys. Nobody knows who you are, but I want you to really try to get over yourself in the crowd. If I tell him, last minute, day before the booking, hey, I can't make it. Guess what, folks? I get blackballed. I get blacklisted. And I never work for I will never be considered for WFC again. Does that mean I won't work in wrestling? Well, if word gets around to other promoters, you bet your ass that's going to be a problem.
Well, I mentioned this not too long ago. We kind of talked about this not too long ago, B-Train. You're booked on a show, and all of a sudden you don't call them and tell them, hey, I'm not going to be there. You don't give them a reason. You're just basically no call, no show. That doesn't look good for you, my friends. I mean, If you're trying to make a name for yourself in this business, you don't do that. I mean, yeah, okay, I get it. Things happen. You get sick. Weather does not allow you, especially during the winter months, wintertime, you could be snowed in somewhere. That's a legitimate, reasonable excuse for you not to be there. But have enough respect for the booker or the promoter of the show that's in the show, especially if your picture's on the flyer. They've already done the flyers. Your picture's on that flyer. I realize that's why they always put card is subject to change, because things happen. But have enough respect for your fellow wrestler people that you're working with, your promoter, your booker. Have enough respect. Say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be there. I know I've seen this happen with wrestlers that I've known in the past. They get double booked. They get booked for more than one show, and it's on the same day. Okay. Say, hey, I'm sorry, I screwed up, I got double booked, whatever, I can't be there. Give them a legitimate reason, but don't just not show up and say, oh, oh, I'm just going to go to this place, but I'm not going to worry about calling these people and tell them I'm not going to be there. I mean, don't do that because, you know, like B-Train said, word gets around to other bookers and other promoters. You may not have a job in wrestling, my friend, because nobody's going to call you because, especially if you're a no-call, no-show. Just saying. Just throwing out that out there, B-Train.
It's just like going to a job. Do you sit there and purposely say, oh, well, I can't make this job because it's really pissing me off? Granny, do you know how many times you and I probably thought that in the back of our minds? Well, fucking Christ, I do not want to go to this job today because people are really starting to tick me off. Yeah. It thought sometimes enters your mind when you work retail or have worked retail, folks. It's because some people are, how do I put this? Some people just think that the world owes them a handout. In wrestling, it doesn't work like that, fellas. And I was so mad, Granny. I was beyond pissed because I have, an interview in Detroit for SiriusXM Radio, and the finances could have been salvaged had these people actually contributed, for gas and whatnot. But it was Kurt and I running the show. That's fine. When you have, I'm going to just throw this out here, folks. When you are in wrestling, this is not a friendship business. This is a business business. And if you don't get that aspect of it, then what I'm going to inform you is when people give you opportunities, when people afford you said opportunities to travel to Nashville with a stat card, with names that have been around the fucking business, like, Terry Runnels, Tommy Dreamer, Robbie E. The list goes on, folks. There's Kid Cash. There was Tyrus. Now Kurt has his name thrown in the hat. They didn't know what to make of him, but you know what? I know what to make of Kurt. He's a good stand-up guy. He's a good brother. He, overall, folks, is the prime example of what to do in a negative situation. He said, well, what happened to these? Granny, this is embarrassing. We get to the venue after we slept. You know, we got there to Nashville around 3 or 4 in the morning, slept for about a few hours, went to the venue, sightsaw a little bit, the next day. But the point is, the promoter goes up to me and Curtis and says, so where are the other guys? They bailed at me last minute. He didn't go into too much detail because that's how you keep professionalism in the business, man. That's what I noticed about Kurt, is that he did not be like, oh, well, they screwed us over. Oh, they did this, that, the other. No, he kept his cool because you fucks were too asshole-like to admit that that you did something wrong. Night before, if you party, great. But I've known wrestlers that had partied and were hungover. And, I don't know. They still made the show, Undertaker, anybody? Just ask, if he were still alive, if William Moody were still alive, Granny, he'd tell you stories about how he got Undertaker to the venue, whether he was drunk or whether he was sober. So for these guys to miss, they were not booked on the show, Granny, but they were to help, set up the ring, whatnot, so that they might be booked on the next show. It doesn't equate to me how these guys could sit there and do this bullshit and think that, okay, yeah, well, I'll just get another opportunity. That's not how this shit works, man. It'd be like if somebody in Granny's church group or whatever was not showing up to meetings or not doing what they were supposed to do or be doing, I'm pretty sure Granny or someone would have the authority to tell this person, hey, you know what? You're not doing your job. I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go.
Yep.
The principle was that Kurt and I are 30-plus year olds, which means we're still young. But, when we get done with certain things, it's just irritating. It is freaking irritating, Granny, to find out, you know, the day of, like, hey, where are you, what are you guys doing, how, you know, where am I supposed to pick you up type thing, and you don't show up, like, really, that just makes me think that you don't care, that you would much rather sit at home or lie about a job being lost.
Well, you know, like, okay. Yeah, and like I said, you mentioned, you know, like, you mentioned a perfect example of retail. I mean, I worked in the retail business for 14 years for a major company, and I was actually an administrative assistant for this company. I had a desk job at the front desk where I checked in vendors, set up meeting rooms. I was one of the last ones to be hired for this position. Well, we had been hearing rumors of a big, huge layoff coming up that was supposed to take place in January 2009. Well, we had a major ice storm hit, and so, needless to say, that little layoff didn't take place until February of 2009. Now, Granny was part of that 800 people that got let go, you know. And luckily, I was able to find a position within the company back in the stores, you know. So I worked up until I had to go on medical leave, you know. So that being said, you know, when you have a job to do, You need to do your job. And, you know, and wrestling is no different, fans. Like we said, if you have a legitimate reason for not being able to make it, that's fine. People, you know, the promoter will understand that because things happen. But like B-Train was saying, and I was saying, you know, don't lie about it, or just, you know, at least have enough respect for them to give them the consideration of, you know, hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, this, you know, I had an emergency come up, this happened, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it for your show. You know, just don't leave them high and dry and not tell them nothing.
It's, you know, Granny, it's the principle of the thing. It dented me financially, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, I paid for this and I paid for that. What I'm getting at, folks, is when you involve yourself in this business, in the sport of professional wrestling, this Ragnarok, this crazy thing we like to call entertainment, you know, wrestling, you have to sacrifice. Otherwise, why are you in it? Why do you care? Because you know what, folks? Kurt can tell you, I can tell you, just variety of people, plethora of people can tell you from dusk until dawn, saying, when in professional wrestling, you will sacrifice everything, including time with your family, job. You will be sacrificing a lot of things, folks. A lot of things. And that just means, you know, if you're going to bail on a commitment like you did, the three of you did, then I'm telling, look, I have no problem telling them to their face how I feel, but I'm going to keep it professional. And that is, how would you guys feel if it fucked with your money? How would you feel if the promoter now knows who you are in Nashville? And his promotion gets about 1,300 people. 600, Granny, was a light show for him. Holy fuck. I mean, he had 1,300 people because of Ricochet and John Morrison. Ricochet is now in WWE NXT as the North American champion. Then here's the thing, folks. As I reconnect Granny, she's still listening, folks, but I'm going to reconnect her. But Granny,
sorry about that,
B-Train.
I hit a dead spot, I guess.
That's okay. Like I was saying, this show, this promotion, Granny, has had the likes of Ricochet, John Morrison. I mean, the names on this card alone would make an individual go, huh, maybe I could ask for advice if I do it the proper way. And, you know, as per usual, Kurt is the ever-so-observing brother, man. He just, he knows how to network, and he knows what the crowd like and what they wouldn't like and what they pop for, what they wouldn't pop for. Sometimes it's a guessing game, folks. But what I'm going to go back to saying is do not, and I repeat, do not, if you have been told month ahead of time, 2 months, I'm going to say this nicely, do not be a dipshit and dip out like motherfucker. Why? You know, and then the previous night you were drinking. I don't give a fuck. I'm not judgmental. I don't care if you're smoking weed, crack, cocaine, whatever, or whatever the fuck it is, you know, floats your boat. But when you go to a professional wrestling event, high, sober, whatever, I mean, Grant, I heard a story about this dude. Apparently another promoter had contacted this individual, and he lied again. And it, what's worse is, like, well, my family member was in the hospital. Okay, dude, if so, you have a smartphone. You can contact the promoter and say, hey, I won't be able to make it. I'm really sorry. Would have appreciated that instead of, well, my grandmother was in the hospital. And that's what really irked me, Granny, is when you lie about, you know, the condition of somebody, and it's your family member, whatever, it may be true, I don't care, I give the benefit of the doubt enough to this fucker, but you know what, when you take forever and a day to respond to Kurt when he's asking you a question, you're a shady motherfucker to me. And so, yeah, shit just got real. Somebody just messaged me that on the Instagram. Shit just got real. I'm not mentioning names. I'm not starting drama. I'm not stirring the pot. But I will tell you the real, because that's just what the fuck I do. Yeah, the New Yorker's coming out of me right now, too, folks. It's because here's the deal. You try going, falling in and out of sleep, man, inside a car on an 8-hour drive home, when you know the wrestler that you support and the brother that you support is sore and is trying to drive home and he can barely stay awake, Granny. We almost had to stop in Columbia because Kurt was that tired.
Wow.
So, yes, there was a lot of stress. He, you know, Kurt looks at the positive. I say this, it's funny, when we walked into the Parthenon on another subject, Granny, I go, huh, now I know how Hades feels. And he goes, well, who would I be? And I said, Zeus. And he goes, but Zeus was a jerk. And I said, And I said, I'm not trying to be an asshole here, but it was fun trying to just correlate and just have some imagination during all the bullshit, because here's the thing. There are certain good points of Nashville, Granny, but there were just, for me, it was more or less a sour note because that set me back a little bit, and I have to do what I have to do financially to get myself to Detroit. And I'm a bit peeved because when you ever make plans and someone screws it up, yeah, it's going to make you mad. It's going to make you upset. And it's not going to just be like, oh, pussy feathers. No, there is no such thing as, you know, saying shit to make yourself feel better. No, there's a thing called letting it out. And I told Kurt, I said, if I see those individuals, I will keep it professional. But understand something. They were not the ones who paid $94 total in gas. So understand, folks, when you spend moolah on a Chevy Malibu, that's a $31 tank depending on where you stop. We went through the states of, let's see here, Illinois or Missouri. You know, it was like, of course, because we started there. So we went through St. Louis, Illinois, and then Tennessee, or Kentucky, my bad. Went through Kentucky. And, Granny, Kentucky is a little bit boring, just a little bit. I mean, I'm sure it's nice when it's daytime, but the point is, folks, we drove through three different states in the rain, Granny, in the rain.
Hell yeah, I hate driving in the rain. I absolutely just despise driving in the rain.
It's hard to stay awake, one, Granny, and I did not take my sleep meds, because I take sleep aids, folks, and that's the reason why my speech slurs is because if I miss a day of my Ambien and my lithium, folks, I go batshit insane. And Kurt had to literally, Granny, wake me up so that I could keep him awake. So, you know, two 30-plus-year-olds trying to stay awake, and I looked at Kurt and said, it would have been nice if we could have had a third driver. Instead, it was Kurt, because my vision isn't so good at nighttime. I mean, it's okay, but we switched over in the middle of Illinois, and it's just like, okay. I'm going to say this nicely, folks. If you ditch on a commitment, period, unless it's like someone you hate or someone that you're trying to avoid a situation, your gut instinct is telling you avoid this person at all costs, then just avoid him, avoid her. But if it's a wrestling event, I said this last night, if you're not serving the business, how do you expect it to serve you? Because it's like owning a small business. If you are selling a really hit product online and you're just selling it like hotcakes, Halloween or whatever special occasion it may be, great. But then when you stop doing it and you start trying to do something different, you start trying to complicate shit, lie about what you're selling to the person, guess what? It's called false advertising. You false advertise, oh yeah, I'm going to come with you, blah, 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 we're going to have a great time. Then Kurt and I started really looking back on it, Granny, and we said, maybe we were better off. Maybe we, you know, we had a positive feel, positive vibe. And I said, yeah, because we'd have to play babysitting. Because I don't care if you drink. I don't care if you smoke. So long as you don't blow the smoke in my face or whatever it is you're smoking. And so long as you're not an abusive drunk or a mean one, okay? So I give you leniency on that, my friend. But when you sit there and lie to Kurt, a dude who he's starting to build his reputation in this business, now you basically blacklisted yourself, because Kurt knows a few guys and gals, and he's humble. He doesn't say much unless you talk to him or unless you ask him something, he's going to tell you. But Granny, in closing in this whole discussion, I'd like to say the following. If I ever come across you three idiots face to face, Kurt is going to have to calm me down, because as you can tell by the tone of my voice, I am not happy with you three. You fucked me over financially, which now in turn, I'm going to have fun paying my bills and having to do certain things financially that I don't want to do. So, therefore, they say, don't worry about other people, worry about yourself. Well, then here's the saying, karma's a bitch, and it will find you three, and eventually you'll figure it out for yourself, because I'm not going to waste my time ranting and raving, because tonight is the 1,000th edition of SmackDown Live. If you have USA Network, catch it on the USA Network live tonight. If you don't have USA Network, catch the replay tomorrow. Tomorrow, Granny's still a villain. Tomorrow and forever, it's legal and binding in the Bible. Tomorrow. She's in denial, folks, but she took that picture because, and now I'm quoting her, I, Granny Villain, shall be a villain forever and ever. Lest
I
try to
do that. Train. No, I did not quote that. I said I did it for the big kids, like Cliff and Kevin. That's why I did it. I did it for the big kids. And you notice what symbol Granny was doing in the picture, because it was the NWO. It was the NWO. They were making me Granny Hollywood. And you know, I didn't even have a black shirt, but that's okay. You know, I have my granny shirt on, but you know, you know something else, B-Train? We have a guy come and do promo pictures for the wrestlers, you know, for WFC Magazine. I was asked to go back and have him take some pictures of me. Now, I'm not sure the reasoning behind those pictures yet, but I was in my granny shirt and I made some poses. So maybe granny's going to be in another upcoming edition of WFC Magazine. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure behind that reasoning yet.
But
it's going to be interesting to find out.
This is the reason why I deviated to that, because I had gone any further. Let's say, folks, let's see ourselves on the tablets. Holy crap. I didn't realize Batista hasn't been on SmackDown Live for a long time, Granny. Holy crap. Oh, fun fact for you, folks. We're going to do something new on my show. Fun fact for today. April 29th, 1999 was the very first episode of SmackDown. It is now known as SmackDown Live, and it broadcast on USA Network. It has been broadcasted on four different networks, including UPN. I remember those days. Well, USA is another one. Spike TV. No, Sci-Fi was one. That's correct. And the fourth one, I believe. Are you sure? Yeah. Once Upon a Time, SmackDown Live was originally supposed to be aired on TBS to compete with WCW Thunder, which obviously WCW is no more, but it was a damn decent company with Sting and all them folks. That is the fun fact for today on Wrestle Radio Network Tuesday. Join Granny Hulkster and myself on Wednesday. If you don't believe in what I'm telling you, then I got three choice words for you, folks. The blind guy's got to hop back on a train to go to Sam's to get my glasses so that I can revel in the fact that Granny forever and will forever be known, and she cannot deny this. It's in the Bible. Is Mama the villain, Granny villain? Doesn't matter. She's a villain. Yay! She did it for the big kids, including B-Train and her son. See, we're big kids, too.
Oh, you're funny, B-Train. You're absolutely just bringing a smile to my face. I am not a villain, okay? They were calling me Granny Hollywood, but you know, they were like, if you look at the original post that was said that I turned to the dark side. And that I was becoming Hollywood for the 7th anniversary WFC show in Claremore. And I was holding a belt that had the initials NWO spray painted on it. Now, they were trying, like I said earlier, they were trying to find some red paint to spray paint a big red V in the middle of the belt. But they couldn't find any red spray paint. And, of course, Wesley Crane, one of the villains, said, oh, if I'd known that, I would have been glad to bring some red spray paint.
Now you know, folks, bring red spray paint, wash over that NWO, and make sure that Granny cannot wash it, you know? Just make sure you put V and put Granny. Make sure that when she tries to spit on it and she tries to rub it, she can't wash it off because, as I told you, it's in the wrestling Bible. It says in Psalms 3:16. Now, folks, you may not know this, but wrestling Psalms 3:16 says, thou, Granny Hulkster, has now transposed her character into Granny Villain, and therefore shall be welcomed with open arms by villains from dawn until dusk, and we shall welcome her with open, conniving smiles. What a verse. You'll find it in the good books, folks, at your local Walmarts, Dollar Generals, 7-Elevens, GameStops, and where else? Oh, you'll find it in 2K19 Guide. So, Granny's probably shaking her head.
I am.
Oh.
I'm shaking my head. No, B-Train. No, absolutely not. And my son is here with me temporarily, and he's doing the villain sign, like, yes, yes, yes. And he said he was laughing at me.
Well, we're big kids. I don't see why Granny's in denial. I mean, we're big kids, and she even said it, folks, you heard her. I am villain for the big kids, Anthony and Brian Reel.
No, I didn't say I was villain. I said, I did what I did for the big kids. I posed. I took that. I had that picture taken with that silly bell for the big kids, like Cliff and Kevin. There was no mention of the word villain in that conversation. Just so you know, Train. No word, no mention of the word villain by any means, shape, or form.
Do you know, folks, that Granny also said she was secretly cheering for the Patriots the whole time? I mean, I was
shocked. No, I was not. I don't even like the Patriots. I do not like the Patriots. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan all the way.
And she lost $5 on that game.
Win or lose, I am always a Chiefs fan. 100% Chiefs fan all the way.
You know what happened, though, after the Chiefs lost? Why the sun was shining, choirs of angels were singing, the orphans could run free in the streets again, the Titanic went back to the ocean, and, well, you know what? No people dressed ugly at Walmart. So, I mean, it was great. It was great just for a game, just for one game.
Okay, I think. Are you going to be ending this show today, B Train? I mean, I know you probably. Or no, you've already been at work today, haven't you? You're just getting off work. I mean, you just got off work, right?
Yes, correct, Granny. I was just giving you grief because I seen that picture I posted on Wrestle Radio Network. Said finally, Granny has seen the tunnel. You know, in which she's seen the tunnel that expands and seen the light. She's now a villain. Yay!
Oh, not a villain. Just maybe Granny Hollywood, but not a villain.
Well, folks, we can reconvene on Wednesday night. Review SmackDown Live's 1000th edition. Thank you, Granny. If you don't believe in what good old Brian
Randall, you're welcome.
I'll tell you, I got three choice words. We got three choice words for you. Is well, I do. Forget about it. And if you don't, well, wait, Granny.
And if you don't believe what Granny Hulkster has to say, then what you going to do when Granny runs crazy all over you? Join us again tomorrow night, fans, 11:30 Central Time, for another episode of this wonderful, wonderful podcast that we do.
Wrestle Radio Tuesday, folks. SmackDown Live 1000. Enjoy. Have some popcorn. Read trivia. Play checkers, chess, whatever. Please keep your clothes on, you sick fuck who just messaged me on Instagram. That is gross. Ew. Ew. I end the note on that, folks. So I got to go pick up my glasses. And no, you may not follow me. This weirdo on Instagram, I'm not going to get into it, Granny. All right. Toodles, bitches. Dig it. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something now we see. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.